Pregnant women with COVID-19 are being advised to attend for their appointments after their infection and to raise any concerns they have. It follows reports of a small number of stillbirths here among women with COVID-19. Experts stress that the reports in these cases are preliminary and are still being investigated. Samantha Laverie reports.
Maternity services across the country were alerted yesterday after coroners identified a condition called COVID placentitis in four recent stillbirths here. The Deputy Chief Medical Officer said it was a rare condition and reports should be interpreted with caution. The Director of the HSE's National Women and Infant Health Programme said the cases are unexpected and not in keeping with international experience. However, Dr. Peter McKenna said pregnant women should take all steps possible to avoid putting themselves in situations where the spread of COVID is likely, and that pregnant women with COVID who have concerns should contact their hospitals. The Institute of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists said pregnant women who have COVID should attend for appointments in the weeks after infection, but it said the vast majority of pregnant women with COVID have mild symptoms, have not had adverse outcomes, and that large-scale studies in the UK have not shown higher incidence of stillbirth.
The Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, has said he wants to emphasise to people of all ages that COVID-19 is still at a high level in the community, despite significant progress in recent weeks. Dr. Glynn said NPHET is again asking people to avoid household mixing over the coming weeks to allow that progress to continue. He said the virus will spread between households if given the opportunity. There were 427 people being treated for COVID-19 in hospital last night, with 103 in intensive care. Here's our science correspondent, George Lee.
We are seeing continued slower but constant progress against all indicators of COVID-19, according to NPHET's Chair of Modelling, Professor Philip Nolan, last night. He said the fall in daily case numbers from 6,500 to under 600 represents an extraordinary effort over a very challenging 9-week period. Case numbers are continuing to fall at a rate of 2 to 4% per day. Indicators of mobility and social contact remain low, and the recent increase in disease incidence among young adults aged 19 to 24 has reversed. There has also been a sharp drop in the number of deaths occurring in nursing homes over the past 3 weeks, which Professor Nolan said was a benefit of vaccinations in that setting. Meanwhile, the HSE described as an extraordinary decline the drop in COVID infections among healthcare workers from 1,000 per week to less than 50 over the past 5 weeks.
Pope Francis has left the Vatican to begin the first papal visit to Iraq. Recent violence in the country has resulted in increased security due to fears for the pontiff's safety. The trip aims to support the country's declining Christian population and to boost ties with the Shiite Muslim world. Our religion correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The coming days will be anxious ones for Vatican officials as Pope Francis embarks on his historic trip to Iraq. Recent rocket attacks have resulted in tight security for the visit. 10,000 security forces have reportedly been deployed. COVID-19 cases have also risen in the country, which has led to concerns over the potential of crowds gathering to see the pontiff. Pope Francis, who is vaccinated, will arrive at Baghdad International Airport this afternoon. There'll be an official welcome ceremony at the Presidential Palace in Baghdad. From there, he'll travel to Our Lady of Salvation Cathedral to meet representatives of the Syro-Catholic Church. This trip is about offering hope to Iraq's minority Christian community, which has been devastated by wars and repression by Islamic State insurgents. Yesterday, the Pope began the process of hope through a message to his Christian brothers and sisters in Iraq, who he said he couldn't wait to see.
The European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic has said the Commission is now working on infringement proceedings against the UK following the unilateral change announced on Wednesday to how the Northern Ireland Protocol is implemented. The UK government extended the grace periods for some goods entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain by 6 months. In an interview with the Financial Times, Mr. Sefcovic, who oversees the implementation of the Brexit withdrawal agreement for the EU, said the UK announcement had come as a very negative surprise. China's National People's Congress has heard that Hong Kong's electoral system is to be overhauled, giving the government in Beijing further control over the territory. Plans include measures to guarantee that only politicians loyal to China can be elected to Hong Kong's legislature. Nearly 3,000 delegates attend the annual week-long gathering in Beijing to rubber stamp laws and policies approved by the Chinese Communist Party's leadership. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 Weather with Centra. We're working hard to provide a safe environment so you can shop safely in your local Centra.
A mix of cloud and sunny spells today, largely dry apart from some isolated patches of light rain or drizzle, mainly in coastal parts of Munster and Connacht. Highest temperatures 6 to 9 degrees in light to moderate southeasterly winds, freshening at times along Atlantic coasts.